Governor Gina Raimondo encouraged an auditorium of 600 people to be honest, open, and direct with her about their concerns over the proposed power plant.
And I hope you know that I'm here not only because I care, but because I know a lot of you have put a lot of effort into this issue over the past several many months.
For many months, grassroots activists with the groups Base and Fang Collective have shown up at several of the governor's public events to protest the proposed project. It's at one of those events where Kathleen Martley invited the governor to Burrillville. She was the first of dozens of residents to speak at the meeting.
Governor, we don't want this power plant and we don't need this power plant anywhere.
Martley, along with others, welcomed the governor with bouquets of flowers and expressed their gratitude for her visit to Burrillville. The governor's community meeting resembled others like it on the power plant. For 2 hours, residents overwhelmingly voiced a strong rejection of the power plant with a long list of concerns about air, light, and noise pollution.
That is intruding on the tranquility of my life.
About meeting climate change goals,
to meet the resilient Rhode Island Act.
And about declining property values.
And several of the realtors that are in the room here today, we've lost multiple deals.
Anxiety is running high about plans to use a court-ordered shut well to cool the power plant. That well is contaminated with a gasoline additive known as MTBE, which poisoned many families in 2001. The governor shook her head as Thomas Sylvester talked about how his family's health was negatively affected by drinking and showering with the MTBE contaminated water.
One day, while my wife had showered and then began to breastfeed my son, she realized that his cheeks were bright red and in a regular shape, matching exactly where they normally rested against her. They were not red from wetness or spit, they were perfectly dry. It was from the residue of the MTBE from when she would shower.
The governor took notes.
I just want to make one quick comment back again on the water, because I know it's an incredibly sensitive, real, scary topic in light of the history in Burrillville. And I knew that coming up here, but I know it now more than ever. And being with you and hearing from you drives it home more than ever.
Only two people representing business and labor groups spoke in favor of the power plant. The governor reassured opponents of the project that the proposal is undergoing an independent and thorough review through the state's Energy Facility Siting Board. She said she has no vote in that process.
Your stories are moving, they're real, and they ought to be listened to, and the process will take them into account. And I want you to, I have confidence in that process. This isn't a done deal. This is not a done deal.
The governor said she would weigh all of these concerns as she balances the state's need for jobs and affordable electricity prices. She emphasized her continued support for renewable energy sources like wind and solar, but said she believes natural gas is a near-term solution to the region's energy crisis. In the end, Raimondo didn't withdraw her support for the power plant. The governor said she'd lobby to ensure impacts to public health, safety, and the environment are minimized. Organizers of the event consider the meeting a small victory, but say they still have more work ahead to stop the power plant. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.